Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 7th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And as always, if you've listened to this report, it is a free podcast. But we'd love to have you on board the Marcus Today community. MarcusToday.com.au. You can sign up there for a 2-week free trial. It is a great newsletter. We have plenty of money-making opportunities that we talk about, recommendations, etc., model portfolios, and of course, access to our Facebook discussion group, exclusive to members, and many really interesting podcasts as well. Well, that's it from the advert from me today. Well, the index, the scores on the doors, we were up 30.2 points. So not a bad day considering all the ex-dividends. We opened at 7,719.5. We had a high of 7,767.1, which is only 4 points above where we closed. 7,719.5 where we opened was our low for the day. Of course, BHP, Rio and Woodside weighing on the index. Although, I have to say, BHP was only down 1.1%, Rio down 2.4%, but Woodside down 2.7% there. So a pretty good day all round for our market. Pretty much all sectors firing. Once again, the song remains the same, as Mr. Page would say, from Led Zeppelin. We have got banks hitting all-time highs. CBA up 0.8, NAB up 0.7, ANZ up 1%, Westpac up 0.2. The big bank basket, $209.87. up 0.7%. Macquarie did well, up 0.8%. The ASX, which got fined today, ironically, they got fined by ASIC for issues with disclosure. They were up 0.8%. GQG, good funds under management numbers as well today, 2.8% higher. Insurers not doing quite so much. QBE up 0.5%. But industrials pretty much across the board all doing well. We had car sales, or car group as it's now called, up 1.5%. West Farmers up 1.5%. Transurban up 1%. Qantas having a good day, up 2.6%. ResMed in the healthcare space, they had a cracking day, up 5.5%. And we saw the REITs, as usual, pushing higher with bond yields down around the 4.0% for 10-year yields. We had also today Brambles up 2.7%. And looking at resources, well, apart from BHP, Rio and Woodside, which were down on their ex-dividends, Pilbara managed to close down 1%, so the shorts keeping a lid on that one. But Mineral Resources up 3.9%, Linus up 4.5%. And, of course, it was gold, gold, gold for Australia. And we did see the gold miners doing well today on the back of record bullion prices. We had Northern Star up 2.6%. We had Evolution 2.8% higher and Gold Road up 1.9%. And my little genesis in the beginning was the word, we're up 3.4%. And numbers are just coming out as well for Genesis after hours. We did see some numbers there from them. I'll just try and find them for you. Underlying NPAT for the first half, 17.7 million. Last year it was a loss of 27 million. The outlook, the company is making rapid progress towards its goal of producing 300,000 ounces a year from its existing assets. Underlying EBITDA, 49.5 million. Okay, in other corporate news today, we did get Ramelius in a trading halt, pending news of an acquisition. Tito Minerals knocked back a takeover offer again, up 0.8% on that one. MAU, not a stock that we talk much about. But that one is Magnetic Resources. Well, they were poles apart today, up 13.9% for Magnetic. Only 96,000 shares traded, but some good numbers coming out from the PFS. That's the pre-feasibility study for the Lady Julie project. In economic news, the CPA is staying pretty dovish on rates. Forecast of 75 basis points of easing in 2024 and more to come in 2025. And CapEx is increasing for large caps, which could point to increased M&A activity. And we also saw some housing finance numbers out today, as well as some numbers coming out from China as well. which saw Chinese exports growing faster than expected in the first 2 months of 2024. So that is of interest there. In terms of Asian markets, well, the update, let's go to the boards, because lunch has finished in Asia. They have very gentlemanly hours in Asia over there. They do have a lunch break, like we used to do in the ASX. The Nikkei 225 was down 0.9%, the Hang Seng down 0.5%, and the Chinese CSI 300 down 0.4% as well. Now, we do have 10-year yield steady at around 4%. Now, we have got US futures showing down. US futures for the Dow down 42 points, NASDAQ down 69. However, if you take into account what they call the fair value of the futures price, something I have discussed at length in the newsletter, that is determined by interest rates and dividends being paid, and it's worked out on the benefits of owning a futures contract on the index as opposed to all the stocks. Quite a complicated formula, of course. But that fair value suggests only a modest fall of around 10 points each for the Dow and NASDAQ. So nothing very exciting there at the moment. Probably still waiting for the State of the Union address by Joe Biden. Should be interesting as he tries to convince the American public that they've never had it so good, despite the fact they think they've never had it so good under Donald Trump. All right, as far as the major movers and shakers today, the winners and the grinners today, Zip. Well, the Zipperati, as I've christened them on social media, are back in ascendancy, up 7.7% today. 36 million shares traded. It's gone way past my dollar price target, so good on them. We have seen UBS upgrading today from 38 cents to $1.43. It's fair to say UBS a little bit behind the eight ball there. We had Phineas Fogg's, FCL, Phineas Corp. Of course, they do the back-end software for insurance companies, up 6.9%, a measly 125,000 shares. We had a slew of gold companies doing well. Resolute, up 6.8%, 9 million shares. AWC, Alumina, was up 6.4%, 20 million shares traded today. Of course, they are under takeover from Alcoa, and where Alcoa goes, Alumina should follow. Pru, PRU, Perseus, up 5.9%. We had ResMed up 5.5%, MP1, Megaport up 5%, million shares traded there. Propel Funerals, well, they got propelled 4.9% higher, and that was it in the winners for grinners. In the losers corner, I won't run through the losers that got damaged by their dividends, but Telex Pharmaceutical was down 3.5%. CMW as well in the office REIT space, that's Cromwell, down 3.5%. And we had Maine Pharma at down 3.3%. Codan, surprisingly, down 3.2%. But they have had a pretty good run recently. Codan, they do metal detectors and communication systems for the military. But metal detectors, especially popular in West Africa, apparently. They do a lot of sales to West African villages where they all club together and buy metal detectors looking for gold. So, of course, with gold at all-time highs, that is very much in focus for Codan at the moment. Has run pretty hard from around $8.30 to $10.40. So taking a little bit of a breather today. And Beacon Lighting as well taking a breather, down 2.7%. Bit of a turn-off for them today. Only 43,000 shares traded. Positive sectors, pretty much everything, really. I'm not counting BHP and Rio because they were ex-dividend. Telstra, a little bit moribund. And we did get them down 0.3 and TPG down 0.4. But everything else just going crackingly at the moment. Banks doing well, records. Gold miners doing well. Industrials doing well. Tech doing well. Healthcare doing well. So nothing on the negative sectors, really. The big bank basket, $209.87. I think from my memory, which is never what it used to be, $215 was the high of my big bank basket since inception some decade plus ago. We do have the all-tech index today as well. That was up. That was up 0.8% there. So good news for that. Gold price in Aussie dollar terms was higher, 32.77. 3,277. I did an interview this afternoon with the ABC's David Taylor, which will go out on ABC Radio this evening, about gold and owning physical gold. Bitcoin volatility there continues, $66,160 US dollars a fun token. 10-year yields currently. Let's just have a quick update on them because they do trade a little longer than the market. In fact, a lot longer than the market. 10-year yields are 4.01% there. We have the Aussie dollar, 65.85. So the US dollar coming off the boil after Powell and the Aussie dollar pushing higher as well. In terms of major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about, we have seen Johns Lyng Group having a good day, 4.6%. Maybe a few disasters in the US. It's raining apparently torrentially on the East Coast, so maybe that's going to help Johns Lyng and their US business. PMT, Patriot Battery Metals, one of the lithium stocks that we own, up 4.6%. We did get Appen, a blast from the past, up 19% today, a punter's special, back up to 75 cents, 16 million shares traded. They did get down to a low, a massive low on Appen, before the CEO got booted and a new CEO took over. They got down to a low of around 25 cents, now up to 75. So that's a three bagger off its lows. If you got that one spot on, unfortunately I didn't. RAC Group, which is Race Oncology, had a good day today. They were up around 13.3%. We had some recent results from Race Oncology, and that's certainly helping. Chalice, well, it was the brew that was true, not the poisoned pestle, not the poison from the palace. That was up 9.9%, bit of a short squeeze maybe, 5 million shares traded. And some of the losers today, DroneShield, unfortunately, where they're coming back to base in a big hurry. The punters are moving on there. They pumped them up, they pushed them down. 14.4% down on 19 million shares, so not good news there. Plenty, they were O'Toole'd today, down 8.3% for James Bond fans. She was a character in Diamonds Are Forever, of course. 8.3% down for Plenty, did have a bit of a run yesterday. Only 41,000 shares traded. In the speculative stock of the day today was a stock called IMC, Imuron. These guys sell Travelan. Now, for some curious reason, Travelan is not approved in the US. It is now in phase 3 trials in the US. The stock was up 89.4%. It closed at 12.5 cents. It opened at 8.6. It had a high of 14.25 and a low of 8.6 where it opened. 35 million shares traded. Travelan, I'm sure we know it well. And it is available at Chemist Warehouse, $35 for a packet. If you're looking for company announcements, in a little more detail, we had Origin Energy nearing acquisition of a $4 billion Yancoal Delta wind farm. The ASX was fined $1 million for breaching rules requiring pre-trade transparency on not one, not two, but 8,417 occasions. Between April 19 and December 22, a bit of a lapse there. GQG Partners has reported funds under management, $137.5 billion, up from $127 billion. Going well. Deep Yellow launching a $220 million placement in two tranches and a $30 million SPP at $1.22.5. Timing was not great. They should have been doing that when there was a boom going on in uranium. And Southern Cross Media Group, the board has concluded that the current terms of the indicative proposal from ARN and Anchorage undervalues the business. In economic news, in January 2024, in seasonally adjusted terms, the value of new loan commitments for total housing fell 3.9% to 25.1%. For only occupied housing, fell 4.6%, and investor housing fell 2.6%. Meanwhile, in a galaxy far, far away, China. We did see their export numbers out, and we did see that growing much faster than anticipated by the economists. Overseas shipments in US dollars terms rose 7.1% in the January-February period. That was well above the 1.9% forecast by economists. economists. So they got that one completely wrong again. SK Hynix is investing $1 billion in key AI memory chip technology. The New York Community Bank is raising $1 billion in a deal led by Steve Mnuchin. Stellantis has joined global car makers in Brazil's push with a $6 billion investment. And in India, their booming tech sector is suffering a bit of a blow with Baidu and Paytm as they plunge into crisis. Indian startups, investment in the startups in India have plunged from a record $41.6 billion in 2021 to a measly $7 billion in 2023. Joe Biden, of course, will be addressing the US in his State of the Union speech in one day's time. Well, that is it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And of course, as always, we'll be back again tomorrow with our pre-market podcast, the members exclusive podcast, and our end of day podcast. And if you loved what you've heard this afternoon or any time, we'd love to have you on board. MarketsToday.com.au. Thanks again.